We'll start with the Memre of Rav Yosef. The Oma around five lines from the top. The Oma Rav Yosef Loishanu Elo Shekola Laemtza Rechove. That's what the halacha is, that the Mavoi in Yisoid is mutter to be metalto im Irvu. That's only Shekola Laemtza Rechove, that the Mavoi ended be'emtza ha'rechove. That we have, just to remind ourselves, that is the picture 68 on page 12. So the Mavoi ends be'emtza ha'rechove. So then one sees clear that this is the end of the Mavoi, so we do not connect the Pilush of the Rechove to the Mavi. We do not make this a Mavi Mefulish, because we see that when the Mavi ends, the Rechove begins, because it spreads out on both sides of the Mavi. So then Rav holds, by Irvu, one is permitted to be metaltal in the Mavi. Lo yishoni ala shekola ala emtza Rechove. Havul kola letzide Rechove, but if the Mavi ended Betzide Rechove, let us see picture 73. In picture 73, we see as follows. We see the Mavui is on the top. So even though the Mavui ended when the Rechove started, but if the Mavui ended, if we look on the left side of the Mavui, so it would seem that the Kaisel or Rechove is an extension and a continuation of the Mavui. If the Mavui ended Betzide HaRechove, that means where that ends, that is the side of the Rechove, so it looks like one long Mavui, and then it looks like a Mavui Mefulish. That is what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef said, if there's no problems of Irvu, so when is the Mavui Mutter? When the Mavui ends Be'emtza HaRechove, like picture 68. So Memela, so we see the Mavi ended, so there's no connection between the Pirtze in the Kaisel Rechov and the Mavi. We don't make it a Mavi Mefulish. But if the Mavi ends Bitside Rechov, like picture 73, so then it is us, so then it looks like a Mavi Mefulish. Looking at the Mavi, it looks like a Mavi Mefulish, and then we will need a Tikkun at the end of the Mavi. You'll need a Tzuras HaPesach there. Let us again see Rashi. Ubishirvu, the Surah Mishim Pirtse Shekenegdai Hupligi Bidrab Yosef. Damaloisha no dein tsarich klum. When don't you need anything else? Shekola Mavi Laem Tsarechov. If the Mavi and the Laem Tsarechov. The Kiv in the Reich Boshal Rechov Oidev Ala Mavi Lechol Tzad. Since the width of the Rechove is oidef, spreads out, ala movi lechol tzad, nire shahamovi lerochba kolo. So we see that the movi ended when it came to the rochba. This is not the movi, because the rochba spreads out on both sides. Ve'enoi moishech ad rishus harabim shekenegdoi. It doesn't continue to the rishus harabim shekenegdoi. V'loi osi lemishri mefulish. Okay, let's now learn the Verav, so that was just the Havabin in the Gemara. Avol kolol etzide rechove. The next Rashi, shekoisel oirech hamovoi shove leechod mikoisle oirech oirech harechove. V'nire kemovoi oruch umoyshech ad reshus haram. That is picture 73. Then is ad reshus haram shekenek. The merzi kemefulish v'osa. This was Rav Yosef's memra. Omar Rabbe. Now Rabbe wants to be Moisef and Rav Yosef's memre. Hoda Amret. Le'emtza Rechove Mutter. You said if it ends in the Emtza Rechove, it is Mutter. Lo Yamoron Elo Zeh Sheloi Keneged Zeh. So Rabbe's Machme. Rabbe is saying, Emtza Rechove. In the case of picture 68, he says, in the case of picture 68, even though it's kolo la'emtza rechove, it'll be osa. Because since the pirtze of the kaisel ha'rechove, which is ois gimel, is mamish mechuvin kineged the pirtz of the mavi, which is ois aleph. So even though in between there's a rechove, that looks like a mavi mefulish. So memele, Rav would not be mater this mavi. Rav was only mater the mavi when it is there sheloi kineged zeh, and this is picture 74. Picture 74, so now this is the case that Rav was matter. The Mavoi is called a Be'emtza Rechov. You see, Claude, that the Mavoi ended. That's Tnai number one. And Tnai number two, that the Pirtze in the Kaisel Rechov is not Mechuvin Keneged the Mavoi. It's furthermore, in this picture, it's on the right side. So Al Kaponim, in this case, then the Mavoi is Mutter. That's what Rabbi said. Omer Rabbi, Oda Amrit Lemtza Rechov in Mutter Le'emoron. Elo ze shaloi keneged ze. Evid ze shaloi keneged ze. Avol ze keneged ze osa. Sot Rashi, avol ze keneged ze. Pirtzas chotzer keneged hamovi. If the pirtzas are chotzer, will be directly opposite the movi also. V'hai kenegdoi dekoma Rav. Ay, Rav said, movi shenifratz b'miluai lechotzer. V'nivritza chotza kenegdoi. We said Mavoi is osar, and we said the Mavoi is only osar if lo irvoi, but if it would be irvoi, the Mavoi would be mutter. I hear it speaking about v'nivritza chotza kenegdoi. Why says klor, not like Rabbi? That's Rashi's kash. Avozeh kenegd zeh, pirtzas chotza kenegd ha-Mavoi osar. V'hai kenegdoi dekom ha-Rav. Ay, Rav said, v'nivritza chotza kenegdoi. That the only time the movi will be awesome, it's lo irvoi, ha irvoi mutter. Aye, there it's speaking about kenegdoi. So Rashi says, hai kenegdoi lavdavke. It doesn't mean that the pirtze of the kaiser l'rechove is mamish mechuvim keneged the movi. Ela kol kaiser shekenegde kori, hochi. The Kaisel HaRechava, that's called Keneged the Movi, but it doesn't mean it's exactly Mechuvin Keneged the Pirtzes HaMovi. Ubetzidei Rechava. Now Rashi says, so Rabbi is going, Rabbi Yosef said two halachas. Rabbi Yosef said that Rav was only matter Be'emtza HaRechava. Betzidei HaRechava, and that was K 73, picture 73, so it is awesome. And now Rabbi was Moisef, that what Rabbi was Mata Bemtza Rechove, is Zek, Shaloi Keneged Zek. That's when Rabbi was Mata. So Trashi, so will come out, Bitzidei Rechove. So if Rabbi is Moisef, and Rabbi Yosef's memory, and he says that Rabbi was only matter zeh shaloi keneged zeh, and that's Be'emtza Rechove, so come out. Betzidei Rechove, afilu zeh shaloi keneged zeh also. And this is picture 75. This is picture 75, that if the Mavui ended Betzidei HaRechove, so afilu it's zeh shaloi keneged zeh, the pirtze in the kaisel rechove is not mechuvin keneged the movi. Afal pikein, it will be yosa. Ubetzide rechove, afilu ze sheloi keneged ze osa. Why? So trashi mishum the kaisel rechove marich hamovi. The kaisel rechove, that means if we look at picture 75. So theoretically, the movi ends on the left side, where it ends on the right side. That means, let's say, half of the, till half of the, of this picture, there's Movi, and then it starts Rechove. So theoretically, the Movi ends where on the left side, where it ends on the right. So that's what the Movi really ends. Aber lemaise, that it's not nire leinayim, because the Kaisel HaMovi blends in with the Kaisel HaRechove. So Rashi says like this. So, betzidei rechove vol zeh shaloi keneged zeh osa. Mishum de kaisel rechove marich hamovi. The kaisel rechove looks like the movui extends. Vahavi ke movui oruch. So, it looks like it is a movui oruch ad kaisel shekenegdoi. So it looks like on the left side, the mavui goes down to the koisel shekenegdi. That's the koisel of Rechava. That's facing the Rishu Saraf. So the mavui goes down till there. So Memele Zutrashi, so if the mavui goes down till there, va'osa midi dahavi amavui akum, sheyesh yoiser me'eser ba'akmo misoi. So Rashi says, so now it will be also, we'll look at picture 75. So if we, since the Koisel HaRechove blends in with the Koisel HaMovi on the left side, so we will make this whole area as one big Movi Oko. Now, if this would be one big Movi Oko, so we had a Machloikis, what the din is by a Movi Oko. But if we hold it is mefulish, if we hold a mavui okum has a din of a mefulish, so then we cannot get away with, then we'll need, let's say, a tzuras ha-pesach. According to Rashi, we'll need a tzuras ha-pesach in the ikum. So memele, so that is this aleph over here. This aleph l'chayre, if we're making this whole thing as a mavui okum, so Memela will need a Tzuras HaPesach. But let us speak a Bissalois HaVeinik, and then we'll see what Rashi says in the Veinik. Now, this din, that a Mavui Okum needs a Tzuras HaPesach B'mokim HaIkum, we had before as a Machloikis Rav Shmu. Rav holds that a Mavui Okum is Kimafulish, and there we were Mavaya. Because Rav holds, if we will make an imaginary line on the left, on the right side of the Mavui, on the right side of the Mavui, the right wall of the Mavui. So if we make an imaginary line going all the way down, which theoretically we should say, so then we have Oymid Merubalaporitz, we should make an imaginary line. So this should theoretically be a Mavui Sosa. But we have a machloikis Rav Shmu. Rav said that since it's minatzad, we don't reckon this imaginary line as a pesach. We imagine it as a pirtze. Since we imagine this imaginary line going down as a pirtze, so it comes out the mavui on the left is porutz to the, to which now here it's the rechava on the right. So since it's a pirtze bintayim, so it's cool. A movie that's mefulish to the Rishus Aram. Because the Rechava on the right is poritz to the Rishus Aram, and there's a pirtze between the left side of the movie to the right side. That was Svoras Rav. Rav said that from Dalet Tvachim and more, it has a shame pirtze. So Memele, so we considered the Mokim Eikum was mefulish l'shus harabim. This is mefulish to another Mavi that's mefulish l'shus harabim. So therefore you need a Tzuras HaPesach. That was Shitas Rav. Shmuel said it's a Mavi Sosa. Shmuel said if the area where the Kaisel HaMavi ends till the Kaisel HaRechava is till 10 Amis, so we say, Oymed Meruba la Porotz, and the Porotz gets a Din Pesach, so if the Porotz gets a Din Pesach, so we'll draw this imaginary line, and we have a Movi Sosum over here on the left side, and the Rechava on the right side does not at all interfere with this, it's two Mavois. This is a Movi Sosum on the left side, and you have a Rechava, which is a Movi on the right side, which is Portal Shusarabim, and it's a Movi Sosum. You do not need a Tzuras HaPesach. This we had all learned before. But we had learned before, what would be the Halacha if the Pirtze is Yeser Me'eser? If the space between the end of the Kaisel HaMovoi till the Kaisel HaRechava would be more than Eser Amit. So then everyone holds that this is a Pirtze. If everyone holds this is a Pirtze, so then we will need in the Ikum, we'll need a Tzuras HaPesach according to everybody. So this Halacha we know, a Mavui Oko with a Pirtze Yeser Me Eser, according to everyone, that has a din of a mavi mefulish, and b'mokim ha'ikum, we will need a tzuras ha'pesach. So now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi azoy. If According to Rabbi, Rashi says as well, Ubetzide Rechove, Afilu ze shiloi keneged ze, Osa, Mishum de Koisel Rechove, Marich Amovi. The Koisel Rechove extends the Koisel Amovi. Vahavi kemovi oruch at Koisel Shekenegbe. So we consider it like a mavoi oruch till the kaisel shekenek. Me also some meila without a tzuris a pesach will be also. The havi a mavoi okum sheyesh yoiser me eser bakmu misoi. This is equivalent to a mavoi okum that is a pirtze yeser me eser from one mavoi to the other mavoi. The lekul alma also without a tzuris a pesach it's also. V'af al pi she'ein psachov mechulbonim. A mavoi okum, you don't have. It's not a mavoi mefoolish. A mavoi okum is like an L. So the one pesach is open. The top of the L is open to one rishus harabim. The bottom of the L is open to another rishus harabim. V'af al pi kein. If one is poritz b'miluay to the other one, so here's a din of a mefoolish. And it's considered that the mavoi on the left side is mefulish to the rishus harabim on the right side. V'avu b'shem sochov mechubonim. That if there's a pirtze esa. Hochinami zot rashi, mishenichnas l'rechove, harei kol roiche v'rechove, havu ukmi mizgdoilo, rechove harbei, So Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying like this. All the time when we have a mavoi okum, let us look at page 7. Page 7, we have, let's say, picture 44. Picture 44, that is a tzir of a mavoi sosa, terosai kesosa. So looking at this picture, theoretically, we have two mavois. We have a mavoi on the left, we have a mavoi on the right, and they are two mavois. And each mavoi is pasuach l'reshus harab. Now, in order to say that it is one big mavoi, we need a pilza of yeser me eser to be mechaber, the movi on the left to the movi on the right. Because without this pirtze, we'll say, oimed meruba ala porutz, and each one is a separate movi. There's a movi on the left that ends at the end of the, by the kaisel, and then there's a movi on the right. So without a pirtze of yesa mi esa, we have two mevoyes stumois. Now, a pirtz of yesa mi yesa will say that the movi on the left is mefulish to the rishus harabim, since it's porot to the next movi, so it's called mefulish to a movi that's pasuach l'rishus harabim, so this movi is also called mefulish l'rishus harabim. That is when there are two separate mevois. Now, let us go back to picture 75. In picture 75, between you and me, the movi ends where the kaisel on the right side ends. That's where the movi really ends. What comes after the movi? After the movi, you have one big rechove. The whole area is one big rechove. Lechumre, we say that kilu, the movi extends all the way down. Because the kaisel ha-movi blends in with the kaisel ha-rechove. But between you and me, this is one rechove. This is one big rechove. So Memela, if this is one big rechove that is poritz l'rishus harabim on this side, so here it's zichri called mefulish l'rishus harabim. I feel it's less than eser. You don't need the shir of yeser me eser. Yeser me eser amish you need in picture 44. Because in picture 44 you have taken two mevois. There are two separate mevois. And so theoretically there are two dead end streets. That is picture 44. So each one is not mefulish l'rishus harabim. It has three mechitzes, and the fourth mechitza is a lechi. You have two dead end streets theoretically in picture 44. So there we need a pilze yesa me yesa to say that each mavui is mefulish l'rishus harabim. Then we say that the mobi on the left side is polut to the mobi on the right side, so you have a new pilush lushusarah. Masha Einkein in picture 75, you have one big rechove. It's one big rechove. So you can't, so if the chalik of the rechove is mefulish lushusarabim, so the rechove is mefulish lushusarabim. So memeila, now if we're saying that a chalik of this rechove is part of the mobi, so it's clear that this mother is mefulish to that Rishus HaRabim. So you'll see her need a Tzuras HaPesach. Now let us see Rashi innovating. Rashi says, just like, Mi did have a mother yokum sheesh yoisa me esa bakmo misa. Just like a mother yokum when there's more than esa bakmo misa. The lekula alma also, then according to everyone, you'll need a Tzuras HaPesach b'mokim ha'ikum, that's where this Aleph is. V'afal pisha ein psoch of mechubonim. But there you need yesa mi yesa. Hochinami, in our case, when the mavui enters the rechove, mishenichnas l'rechove, the minute the mavui enters the rechove, ha'reikol roichev o'rechove, the whole, the roichev Rashi calls, in this picture would be that which is going horizontally. Ha'reikol roichev o'rechove, the whole roichev of the rechove, Havi ukmimus gdoila rechove harbi. It is one big akmimus. It's not two streets over here. V'dovi kemovi habe foolish derech akmumi. So here also you will need a Tzuras HaPesach. So Bekitzer Rashi just said now, according to Rabbi, that Rabbi just gave a tnai. Rabbi said that it'll only be muta. The movi will only be muta in picture 74. Because there the mavui is koli be'emtza rechove. She need two tnoyim. It's koli be'emtza rechove. And the pirtze zeh shaloi keneged zeh. Avol koli betzidei rechove. That's picture 75. So even though the pirtze zeh shaloi keneged zeh, afal pikein, you will not be yoitze with the lechi that's beroish ha-mavui. You'll need a tzuras ha-pesach in the Moki Ma'ikum, because this is a din of a movie that's mefulish l'shus harabim, since it's one big rechoven, it's equivalent to pirtze yesa miyesa. Zog tige more vayte. Oma Rav Misharshi. Now Rav Misharshi said a new chiddush. Ho da amrit ze sheloi keneged ze muta. That what we said. We said that picture 74 is good. But now let's look in picture 76. Picture 76, let's forget about the three Alephs. So picture 74 is really picture 76. So memele, so that's what we say. That ze shaloi keneged ze is muta. Ze shaloi keneged ze is muta. Lo yamoron el rechovo de rabim. If this rechove belongs to a multitude of people, so memele then ze shaloi keneged ze is muta. Avol rechovo de yochid. But what if this whole rechovo belongs to one landowner? Zimnin de mimlach ala boni la botim. What would this one landowner may decide that he's going to build houses in this property? Now let us see the picture. Let us understand what Rav Misharshi is saying. That means, picture 74 is a kosher picture. That means there you have the mavi is koli le'emtza rechove. So memele, you do not need you only need a lechi on the chelik mavi that's facing the Rishus HaRabim. You don't need any other tikkun. Because fartik, you do not make this a mavi mefulish, because it's zeh shaloi keneged zeh, and the rechov is mispashit on both sides, so memele, this mavi does not need a ticket. But it only doesn't need a ticket if it will have this tzuret. Now let's go to picture 76. What'll be if it was like that, and now the owner of the rechov will decide to build houses. And he's going to build three houses, which we say Aleph, 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 these are the three houses, he's going to build on the left side of the Rechove. Now, if he's going to build these three houses on the left side of the Rechove, So now we have a mavui that is kolo letzidei rechove. Now we have a mavui that's kolo letzidei rechove. So memele, so then it's, the mavui is going to be also. But Chazal was so chayish, it's mamish meiradik. That means we have to understand, when you come to a rov and ask a shayla, you don't ask every day. You ask once the shayla, and then the rov paskins and finished. Then that psak already will last. We're going to see this yisod weiter on the summit also. This psak is going to last till neitzach netzachim. The rov is going to paskin. So now, if a person is going to come to the rov, and he has it's a case like picture 74. He tells him, listen, I have a tzir. I have a mavui that's called liyemtza rechove. It's zeh shaloike neged zeh. What do I need? I have one lechi opposite the reshus harabim b'roish hamavui. Do I need anything else, yes or no? So the rov has to be a roish hanoyle. So he's going to start questioning him. Tell me, who does this rechove belong to? Does it belong to a multitude of people? Does it belong to you? If it belongs to a multitude of people, we have a klal, kedere de beishut vi le kriri vi le chamimi, gonish met keton ver, devet vel nazoi, in devet vel nazoi, so dweibem gonish met gonish, in le maise, so the Rav can assume that this mavi will remain in the same tzure for the next 75 years. So fantik, so memele, so the Rav tells him, that's gonish ton, it's a kosher mavi, make a lechi, so you just need a lechi, beroish a mavi, and finished. But if this mavi belongs to a yochid, and the Meiri says, the Meiri says, yochid daitoi mishtane b'chol yoim. A yochid can't make up his mind. Today real estate is like this, tomorrow is like this stuff. You're Boinheiser, not Boinheiser. There's no such thing. A yochid is not a settled person. So memele by a yochid, you can never assume what is today will be tomorrow. So memele by this yochid, after Rav Zayin Arayas Anoyled, he can't tell him that it's sufficient if you have a lechi on top. Could be this, he's going to build three houses, and then you'll need a tzuras ha-pesach. So therefore, he cannot be matter him, by a chavo shel yochid, he cannot be matter him to tell him with a lechi, it's good. Aber chavo de yovid, zimnim de mimlech alo, uboni lo batim, vahavle kemove, shekolo lo letzi de rechavo v'osa. Let us see Rashi. Uboni lo batim berchovo. He'll build houses beroichev ha'oidev al hamovi, in the width that extends from the movi, which is on the left side of the movi, yeah. Umashvi koisle oirko le koisel oirech hamovi. Now will come out that the oirech ha'rechovo, which is now three houses, so that will become an extension to the Eirech Hamovi, and then it's bitter. So memele, then we cannot be matter. Uminoa Taimre, how do you know that there is such a chilik, the shonilon, bein rechove de rabim le rechove de yochid, that we have to be chayish, a rechove de rabim, we say it's will remain the way it is. We can assume there won't be a change. A rechove de yochid, we have to be chayish. It might change any day. Where do you see such a thing? The Omar Rovin Baravade Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Maise b'movoi echad shetzidoi echad kol liyam v'tzidoi echad kol la'ashpa. Now, the Poshet Pshat and Rashi is like it says in picture 78. Let us study picture 78 for 1 minute. Picture 78, we have a mavui. Now looking at this mavui, we have on the left side, there's an ashpe. Now this ashpe, there was a pile of garbage, which was at least 10 tvachim high. So this ashpe surrounded the left side, the top side of the mavui, and this was a mechitza yud. So now we have, on that side, we have a mechitza yud. On the bottom side of the mavui, we had a yam. Now, the yam is we have over here, that this sfas ha-yam was 10 tfochim deep. So we have a charitz in the karke, which that's the svas hayom, which is 10 tvachim deep. So that is a mechitze on the bottom side of the movi. So we have two mechitzes. On the middle side of the movi in the back, we have batim v'chatzeres. So we have a real mechitze. And on the fourth side, he put a lechi over here, right next to the svas hayom, which is also gevaldik. So memele, he put a lechi next to the kaisel, one of the kaiselim. He put a lechi there. So lechayre, looking at this movi, it's kosher v'yosha. You have three mechitzes gemurais surrounding it, and on the ruach ha-revi, you have a lechi, which is wonderful, a kosher movi. So now the Gemara relates a maisa. The Gemara relates Maise b'movi echot, shetzidei echot kol liyom. One long side was the yam. Vetzidei echot kol la'ashpa. And the other side, the ashpa. Agav uche, the Ga'in Yaakov asks a pertinent kasha. We mentioned it in Masechta Shabbos. So we see al kaponim that these, we reckon the, by the yam, we reckon that the karke that goes down to the yam, that we consider it like a koisel. It's a charitz in the karke. It's a koisel that's at least yud tvachim deep. And lamaisa, this koisel is gurasik. Well, akbonim, this koisel makes the mavoi. That's one machitza of the mavoi. Frekt the goin Yaakov. We hear in Masechta Shabbos that the yam is a kamalis. Azayrik l'seicha yam. If you throw from a reshus harabim into the yam, it's a kamalis. So l'chayre, why is the yam a kamalis? If we assume that the sides of the yam have a din of a mechitza yud, and mayim are not mevatal a mechitza, that's why there's a teres mechitza here, so the yam should be a reshus hayochid. So the Gein Yaakov says, the Memes in the Mishneh Berurah brings it b'shem ha-me'iri, that what the yam doesn't have a din of a reshus hayochid, because since the yam is so tremendous, so memele, the mechitzas are rechoikai zu mizu, so that's why it doesn't have a din of a reshus hayochid. If you have a swimming pool, it's b'emes in a reshus hayochid. But the yam, since it's so tremendous, you can't make the whole yam a reshus hayochid. There is a din of a kamlis. Ma she'en kein over here, this mavui, this wall over here, the zicha kosher wall. This is a wall for this mavui, so therefore, this is a kosher mavui. So now let's get back to the mice. Maisa b'movi echot shetzidei echot kol aliyam, but tzidei echot kol aliyashpa. Obo maisa lifnei rebi. V'loi omar bo, loi heter, v'loi iso. Moiredik. I think it's a moiredik ashkofa. In fact, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Ashayla, Rebbe is das mutter to osa. He shrugged his shoulders. He had nothing what to say. Now the Gemara explains why. Iso loi omar bo, how could he say it's osa? Takaimi mechitzes. It's a kosher amovi. But heta loyoma, but we would not give a stempel of approval that this is a kosher amovi. Because there's two things we have to be afraid of. Chayshin and shemotinot el ashpe. Maybe they'll once take over, they'll take away the garbage. No, they'll take away the garbage. Maybe the smell might be better, but it's gonna be, you can lose a mechitze. So mele, you're gonna lose a mechitze on the left side of the amovi. And he was afraid, v'yala hayam sirtay. Mele, maybe the yam, as in b'rvois hayomim, the yam will be mala sirtay, silt, will bring silt towards the mavui. So lemais, it's going to come out that this mechitze that we have right next to the mavui will have now an area that the yam, which was before yam, will now become kalke. And so this area is a kalmalis already. So the mavui is porous b'milui to a kamalis. So lemaisa, so then it'll be also to be metaltal in the mavui. So it's meiridik. How many days, how many weeks, how many years could this take for this to occur? But it could occur. And Rabbi was afraid, and he's going to say it's a kosher mavui, He's not sending Mashgichim each Shabbos to see what's Tutzuch Dalton with the Yam, what's Tutzuch with the garbage, so he could not give a Hefshah on this Mobi. Maybe it'll be Yalas Sirtoin, who knows when, what, and where, and these people will be unaware, they didn't learn Mesech to say Riven, they will know that now it's Poritz B'milui for Kalmelis, so Lamaisa the Mobi will become Moshe, you're losing your Mechitz over here. So therefore, Rebbe had nothing but to say. We're not finished yet with the rice, but let us just see Rashi. Zot Rashi, tzide yechad yom, tzide yechad ashpa. V'roishe yechad sosum kisham over. The third side was sosum, had bottom over there. V'roishe yechad lishus harab mesukin belechi v'koira. And the fourth wall was mesukin belechi or a koira. Ashpa geboya sorek. The yam svosay gavoyaso. So memele viyala yam sirtain shel chayl vavoni meitzel svosay. Kichain dalkoi. That's a normal procedure. It could happen. O miskatze roichev hayom. The roichev hayom will get smaller. Venase karke. So now this area, which before was yam. This area, which before we had a mechitza that was makif the movui, now we'll have karke. So it's going to come out, you're going to lose your mechitze. So therefore he did not want to give a heter on this mavoim. Frag the Gemara. Umi chai shinon. Shema tinot el ashpa. Are we afraid of Shema tinot el ashpa? Vasnan, we learned a Mishnah. Ashpa b'shus harabim gavoya yutfochim. Let us turn the page. Page 80. Page 14. Picture 80. You have an ashpa b'shus harabim gavoya yutfochim. A person was blessed. Outside of his house, in front of his window, he had an ashpe gavoya yutvach. Some emele, chaloin shal gabo, and now he has a window in his house. So in Shabbos, zerkin lo b'Shabbos. So he's allowed all the psoilus, all the garbage. He doesn't have to leave anything in his house. No reyach, no nothing. He throws out from the house into the garbage. And he can do this each Shabbos because what's the lomdus? Because the lomdus is this is a reshus hayochid, and the chaloyin is also from a reshus hayochid. It's starting from a reshus hayochid to reshus hayochid. Taisis says it's lamaila miyud, so it's a reshus hayochid to reshus hayochid lamaila miyud. There's makim tu, so there's no shaila. So memele, so he's allowed to throw it out. So memele, he knows when he rented the apartment, they told him one of the mailas. That's what they charge more rent. They told him that you have an ashpa next to you. You can always take care of all your garbage. Afilu in Shabbos. You just throw it out of the window. That was the mile. So every Shabbos he does this. Now he's sitting by his table and he's throwing it out of the window. So lechayre the shaila is, let's be afraid. Maybe, who knows, maybe they moved the ashpa. Maybe the ashpa was moved before we said that by the mavui, Rebbe was afraid you might move an ashpa. So let us be afraid you might move an ashpe. Vosnan ashpe b'shus haram geboi yutvachem chaloin shal gabe zirkin lo b'shabes. And you never have to be afraid, you never have to cholim, maybe the ashpe will be taken away. Al mishoni ben ashpe derabim la ashpe diyoch. There's a difference who takes care of the ashpe. If it's an ashpe de yochid, and that's the case of the movie of Rebbe, there was an ashpe de yochid, so you can never know what's going to be tomorrow. A yochid has a lot of plans, or decide to move the ashpe or something else. An ashpe de rabim, once it's there, it will remain there. So memele, so you see that there's a chilek between an ashpe de rabim and an ashpe de yochid. So this is of Mesharshish Tiktoire. That Mesharshi said, a Rechove de Yochid. Even though the Mavui was called Be'emtza HaRechove, but we can never know what's going to happen. This Yochid might decide to build a few houses on the left side of his rechove, and it'll come out that now it'll be kolo betzide rechove, not beyemtza rechove. Zot Rashi. Zerken umichai shinen ashasu de meforsh milse de menotayim rov ozol. How do we know that zechul shishna yochid in Arab? Zerken lo b'shabes v'loichai shinen shemet ismait ashpa meyasor. I'm never afraid that the ashpa might become less than a sor. V'nimtzo zerken l'rishus harabim. I'm zerik l'rishus harabim. Stom, it's called the Rishus Harabim, because ich weiß, mi mechatef olof, ich weiß, al-kabon weiß es, if it's less than a sor, weiß es von Rashi. You have to know why less than a sor already is a Rishus Harabim. Okay, but al-kabon him, that does it Rashi. Ashpe de Yochid, where he ashpe de Rebbe, ashpe de Yochid, that boy by that movie. So there was a fight. Let us see Toysvis, Zoykin lo b'Shabbos, mashmesha ashpe rechoyke min ha-koysel. Zoykin lo b'Shabbos, v'derech lemaylo mi-yasor, zoykin lo d'avamokim p'tuv, is the garse, shayfchit. Al-Kaponim, it was mutter, there was no shayla, this ashpe was a Rishus HaYochid, and spilling it and throwing it was no shayla. That was when they asked Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, what's with this movoy? Rebbe did not want to commit himself. He had nothing what to say about this movoy. Frag the Gemara, the Rabbonon, my Yoma. But somebody asked other Rabbonim. What they asked other Rabbonim? Rebbe Frag the Enfot Gornish, if to go, the Rabbonon, my Yoma. Rav Yosef Baradim Itone v'chachom im Oisrim. They said b'peh molei already. They were killed. It's a not good body. Faltik. Zem gizu prochol b'trachtane. It's also, you cannot be yoitzu with such a movie. Omar Rav Nachman, halochi ke divrei chachom. Das is gerecht. Azoy daf mezogin. It's also. Ike damri am Rav Yosef Baradim Itone v'chachom im matir. Faker, v'chachom im muamater. Omer Rav Nachman, ein halacha kedivrei chachamim. Fertig. Mereimer posik lo lesure ba'oizli. Now, if you want to know what Mereimer did, let us look at picture 81. Picture 81 is a picture of how Sure looked. Sure, if we're looking at these apartment houses, so there were a voice between each, there was a street between each apartment house. So Mereimer, there was a voice over there. So you had already, there was a Rishus HaRabim on the other side. So you had already two mechitzes, the houses were two mechitzes. Towards the Rishus HaRabim, there was a lechi. And in Surah, they went and they used this yam, this no, they used this as your third mechitze. They used this as a third mechitze because there was a mechitze yut. That was the inyan in Surah. Al Kaponim, aber Mereima was afraid. Shema Yala Sirtain. How could we be matter all the mevoyis in Surah to be samech on this yam? Shema Yala Sirtain. So Mereima went and put on each street. He put nets over there. That's Uzli. He put nets over there to make sure that there'll be a mechitza on each mavoi, so you'd be allowed to carry. So instead of making a whole kolkeira, you're not allowed to carry. We see it's a debatable shiloh, tchomim, and rebbe, and those. So he went and he went on the whole surah, he went and put nets from, he spread out nets from street to street, so he made a mechitza there, some mele, the kashet, all the mavois of surah, and we don't have to be afraid of Shema Yala Sirta. Let us see Rashi. Posik lay lesure ba'uzli. Now the Rabbonon, shoy b'deire shol Rabbi, may have a omri bay ba'hu movi. What did they have to say about this movi? Yeah. Posik lay lesure ba'uzli. Hayam o yosomach lesure mi'achare. The yam was behind sure. The rosh em avoyis mefuloshim liyam. And the rosh em movi was mefulosh liyam. Voyim reimer oise Rishtois machmoyreis lecholam avoyis vleirotzo lismoich al mechitzes hayom omar shem yala hayam sirtoin betaltli nami bemevoyis kedemikor. It's got a very interesting tshuvas chsam sofer. The chsam sofer says, you see, they were chayish. I mean, shem yala hayam sirtoin. Could be shem yala hayam sirtoin. Some amela toidachnish. Frek the chsam sofer, he says, if you look at our mevoyis, We make a lechi, we have three mechitzas, we make a lechi on the fourth side. He says, no, the lechi doesn't fall off. The lechi also falls off. And this will move out of the lechi. So why aren't we so frum like them? Shem or yipel a lechi? Mistamed, the lechi fell more often than the yala yam siltoim. So that's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. Look, the Chassam Sofer, there's a meridic difference. He says, if the yam will be male siltoim, he says, you only have two mechitzas in the lechi. Dos toilach. He says, if the lechi will fall off, you have three mechitzas without a lechi. So memeila is a much bigger issa with two mechitzas with a lechi than three mechitzas without a lechi. So memeila, therefore, here they were chayish, shemayala siltain, maybe they'll take away the ashpe, because this was one of the fundamental mechitzas of the movi, and it will be taken away, it's bitter. As is it to Chassam Sofer. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ha-hu mavui okum. There was a mavui okum da have besure. Let us look at picture 82. We have picture 82. There's a mavui okum da have besure. Here we have a mavui okum. Now, before we go further, let us just refresh our memories. What the halacha is by a mavui okum. A mavui okum, we have a machlokes Rav Shmuel. What does one do by a mavui okum? According to Rav, the halacha would be as follows. One would make a lechi and the rosh at tulach hayayim, one lechi on each rosh hamavui. Since it's Pesuach, the two places in the Rishus Aram, so you make, on the Mokim HaPsiche, you'll make one Lechi, and the Mokim HaIkum, you will make a Tzuras HaPesach. And that is picture 43. 43 we have here, Amovi Okum, and that's what Rav, according to Rav, this is Rashi Shite, this is what you have to do. You make a Lechi, and the Lechi, and a Tzuras HaPesach. That is picture 43, according to Rav. According to Shmuel, there's two mahalchim in Rashi what you do. One mahalach in Rashi is you make tulach hayayim and that is it. You don't have to make more than that. Because the lomdas in Shmuel holds it is two separate mevois. It's each one is a mevoi sosum. So memele, the mevoi on top ends. You say, oimed meruba laporot. So the mevoi on top ends, it's called a dead end street. The mevoi on the bottom is a dead end street. So you have two mevois to mix, which is maspik, alechi, and the roshei hamovi. Or, we'll turn the page 8, that was Rashi Shita, and Rashi B'Shem Raboisov says that you make alechi, according to Shmuel, by the Akmimus also. So Memelis or Bekitza, let us just chaza over, according to Rav, you have to make Tulach HaYayim and the Tzuras HaPesach Bakmimus. And according to Shmuel, according to Rashi alone, you just need Tulach HaYayim, that's picture 44. And according to Raboisov, you need Tulach HaYayim and one Lechi by the Akmimus. Now let us go back to our Mavui Okum. There was a Mavui Okum, Ahu Mavui Okum Dahave Besure. There was a Mavui Okum in Sure. Korech budye. So they went and had a mat, a long mat. So they went and wound up the mat, and like a rug, ich weiß, and they wound it up. Oisibu bei ba'akmu mise. So they put the budye in the akmimus. That is what they did. Fine. Now, this picture is not a good picture, and they zicha put tulach hayayim, On the front of the Teizicha were Tulach HaYayim, and facing the Rishus Aram, that Teizicha did. So they had Tulach HaYayim over here, and the Mokim Akmimus, they put the Budye, the rug that was wound up, that was put by the Mokim Akmimus. That's what they did. Omar Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde came,
It seems who did this? The Balabatim were not Pakant and Hilchas Erev, and they knew you have to do something. They had a budya, they called it budya, and they put it back for Misa. Rav Chisda said, huh? This ain't loike Rav or loike Shmuel. This is not according to anyone. L'Rav, the Omar Teiros, they came a foolish, according to Rav, that Rav holds a movi okum. Has a din of mefulish lushus harabim, and therefore you need a tzuras ha-pesach b'mokim ha-kmimus, like we had in picture 43. So memele, so you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach, boy. What's this budya over here? You need a tzuras ha-pesach. So leitrav, gonish m'gonish. Lishmul da'omar teirosei kisosum. According to Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Teirosi kisosom, Hani mili, lechi ma'alye. That would be good if you would put a lechi ma'alye b'mokim he'ikum, it would be gewaldic. Havel hai, but over here, you didn't put a lechi ma'alye. You just went and wrapped up a budye, and you put it there in the corner. Kivin dinoshiv be'zike v'shodilei. Since if a wind will blow, so the mice of this budya will fall down like lomu. So it's garnished. The noitz beisichse v'chabrei chabrei. If you can go and bang it in with a nail, this budya, so then we could be yoitzer with this budya. But some as they're putting a budya there that is not oimed v'ruach mitzuye, you did not accomplish anything. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zutrashi Yazoi. Budye Machzeles. Voisivu bei bakmumisoi. Bnei roishoi echod osu lechi lepischo. So now Rashi zukt uns a ganze meisedo. Bnei roishoi echod osu lechi lepischo. Vaha machzeles lakmumisoi. That means one movie, they made a lechi on one side, and they put the machzels like mumisoi. Ubnei roishei acher le'oschu le'pischon lechi. The other one did not make any lechi at all. Kumpfens do the heilige marsho. So the marsho says, because Rashi had a problem over here. Rashi had a tremendous problem. If we'll learn kipshutoi, that lemaise, each movie made a lechi on each side, so Rashi, according to Shmuel, that is picture 44. Rashi sheet according to Shmuel, so it's enough. You don't need that budya ganzen. So memele, so Rashi had a kasha, so what's wrong? The budya is that Aymed Beruch. Why do you need a budya for? You have a lechi and the two Rashi Amovi. Why do you need a budya? That kasha at Kalt Rashi. So therefore, Rashi said, a ganzen megillah though. You know, the other mobui, which was on the right side, was not cooperative at all. They're not making anything on their mob. So since they are not making anything, so memele, you needed a budya over here. That's what Rashi wants to explain. Rashi, according to Zich, wanted to explain what this budya is doing here. So memele, that's how Rashi parenthed it, l'shitosoi. Not according l'shitosoi, you don't have to say this all maise. So then you could say that there were two lechayim on each of the roshi hamavoyis, but you need a lechi in the middle also, according to Rabbi. So, but Rashi l'shitos, he wanted to be miyash of the Gemara. Zot Rashi. Voisiva beibak mumisa b'nei roishechad osu lechi lepischon v'amachtel zlak mumisa v'nei roishechad osu lepischon lechi. This is how the Masha explains Rashi. Hani mili lechi ma'alya, shiyesh l'choyayim mishnei roshin. We'll come back to the roshin meiri, tzorech hak memisei lechi, levad mei oison shabishnei roshin. According, let's go from the middle of Rashi. L'loshin meiri, according to the Rebbe, so tzorech hak memusei lechi, levad mei oison shabishnei roshin. You need a lechi besides those two, you need a third lechi. Now, Tubi Yehama asked me a shayla, and asked me, this is a pesazoi, a yesod in this maise. Well, after everything is boiled down, the mekitza, you needed a lechi in the akmimus. Neither the lechi and the kmimis, whatever the lomdas shouldn't be. So memele. So the whole doshna gemara is very shmuel. According to Shmuel, teirosi kisos. Shmuel says teirosi kisos. Hani mili lechi malye. Avol hai. Kiven the noshi beziki b'shadilei like lomu. I mean, you need to wait to go. Filu Shmuel said teirosi kisos. You need a lechi here. There's hilchis lechi, so finish. What's that the mamach nagansme? I feel a shmuel said teirosi kisosum. So what? But you need a lechi here. So my mail is a mustaf a game of tagdom. I feel like shmuel. Hani mili blechi malya. It's not sich mir that by Emerson, these people who put the budya here were stickle alum de shamaratsim over here. They give me gagangim with alumdas. Now let's go according to the rabbis of Shel Rashi. According to the rabbis of Shel Rashi, one needs by a lechi sosum, three lechayayim. By a mavui okum, you need three lechayayim. And Shmuel calls this a mavui sosum. So by Emerson, when we learn the Gemara, you have to really understand why do you need the alechi in the middle. If in Yesod, if it's called a mavui sosum, so you have two mavui stumai, so lechayre, Rashi is 100% gerecht. It's two dead end streets, so you should need one lechi. Why do you need there a lechi in the middle also? So let us not go into the teretz of this kasha, why you need the lechi, but al kaponim, the kasha is a kasha. Why do you need a lechi? So it's a kasha. Why do you need a lechi? So they held, those who were korech budye, they held, this lechi that you put in the mokim me'ikom, this is not, it's not 100% soirech for this lechi. Because in Yesod, it's a movi, it's two movi stumis. Really, you don't need the lechi. For some reason, you need a lechi. For whatever that reason is, you don't need a lechi gomu. But it's also good. That was their lumbus. That means these people who put korach budye in the mokim me'ikom, they were lumbus. Because they knew be'etzim, it's not a svore pshute that you need. It's not a svore pshute that you need a lechi. If Shmuel says it's a movi stume, so you really don't need anything over there. No, svan epis atam medavtachom na lechi do. Good, habich do epis a lechi do. You need a lechi gomo. That's what the Gemara was mechadish. The Gemara was mechadish that no, afilu like Shmuel that says it's, that's the hakdom of the Gemara. Afilu loy Shmuel that says that it's a movi sosum. Shmuel domitay rosay kisosum. So you think it's good? Abahani mili lechi malya. The lechi that you need is not a bigger like the lechi there. You need a lechi malya. That is the chiddush according to the rabbis of Rashi. Now, let us go according to Rashi's pshat. Rashi, Bechal had difficulties over here, because according to Rashi's pshat, Bechal you don't need a lechi Bechal the mokim ha'ikum, because according to Rashi. So Rashi hat uns gesagt a ganze meise, that the other Bnei Hamovui did not make a lechi in Gansen. The other Bnei Hamovui did not make a lechi in Gansen, so therefore they needed. So therefore they put this budya over here. Because if there'd be a lechi on the other side, you would need a budya. But since there wasn't a lechi on the other side, therefore you need a budya. Fine. The Emerson, we have to understand what Rashi just said over here. Because between you and me, it doesn't make sense. And the Goyen Yaakov Esther doesn't make sense. He says, if Rashi holds that each one is a mavui sosum, so what's gate me on that Yene didn't make a lechi on his mavui? But I have a mavui sosum. Just like, why do I need a lechi over here? Why do I need a lechi b'mokim ha'ikum? The Goyen Yaakov shlugs up Rashi, says he doesn't understand Rashi. Why should you need a lechi b'mokim ha'ikum? I feel the other side doesn't want to make. But if each one, if Rashi holds l'shitosoi, that by mavui okum, picture 44, you just need two lechayayim and the two psochim l'shus harab. You don't need more than that, because each mavui is a mavui sosum. So if one mavui didn't decide to make, so fine, so that mavui will be also, but I'm a mavui sosum. So why do you need bechlal? Why do you need bechlal anything over there? The guy Yaakov asks it on Rashi, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Aber akaponim, aber the same lumbus. Akaponim, Rashi held for some reason that even though it is a mavi sosam, you do need a lechi over here. Whatever the reason shouldn't be. Aber back to what the zelbo lumbus. But this is epis, this lechi is not a real 100% needed lechi. This is a lechi, but that is epis hobendor. So I did the same thing. So they held, Avdos is good, Alechi, Sheini Oymet Beruach Metzuye. The same Lamdis. So therefore he told them, no, you need a Lechi over here, and it has to be a Geherig Alechi. It's not a Biyoit Zayin Mit Alechi. You need a Geherig Alechi. Now, let us look at Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi, the first Mahalach in Rashi, Dachsach Mer is very schwer. The Lashon is very schwer. Rashi is going like his Pshat. So let us say the words of Rashi. Hani mili lechi ma'alye. You need a lechi ma'alye. Kshayesh lechayayim mishnei roshim. So what does Rashi mean? Kshayesh lechayayim. There's not lechayayim mishnei roshim. Rashi, according to Rashi's pshat, that's what the Masho says. The Masho says, according to Rashi's pshat, l'shitosi, they're not lechayayim mishnei roshim. There's only a lechi in one rosh. What sucked the Rashi? Kshayesh lechayayim mishnei roshim. Is dachsach me Rashi is saying kshayesh means kemoi, just like when you need two lechayayim mishnei roshim. You need a real lechi. You can't get away with a lechi shenayim et beruach. That's me that's shot in Rashi. Hani mili lechi me'al ye kemoi kshayesh lechayayim mishnei roshim. That's what he was telling him. They had ahava mine. That since this lechi that is put b'moke me'ikum is abi alechi, you don't need more than that. So he told them, no, you need a geherig lechi, kemoik sheyesh lechayayim mishnei roshim. So then you need a geherig lechi. So here also you need a geherig lechi. Loshen ba'iri tzoich hakmemisi lechi levad meyoysan shebishnei roshim. Gufe. Omar Rav Yirmiyeh Bar Abba Omar Rav. Mavoi, now we're going to come back to the memra of Rav. Mavoi shenifratz b'miluay lechotza. V'nifratz lechotza kenegdoi. Chotza muteres umovei osa. Omar Lehi, so what is Pshatn Rav? So we know Pshatn Rav is, v'yemes, retzach loy irvoi. Retzach loy irvoi, the chotza was not ma'arev with the mavoi. So memele, so the mavui is porot b'miluoi to the chotzer, and the chotzer has gifufim, so memele the chotzer has a pesach. So the mavui does not aser the chotzer, and the chotzer asers the mavui. Chotzer metavis the mavui yosa. Omalei rabbi barula le rav, bibi barabaye, rabbi, loi mishnah say nehizu. What you're telling us now is enough in the mishnah. Chotze k'tane shenifritza l'gdoilo, g'doilo muteres, k'tane asura m'nei shehike pischo shel g'doilo. Let us look in picture 69. This is mamish the same thing. Yeva chotze k'tane shenifritza l'gdoilo. So the chotze k'tane is also because the chotze k'tane is poritz b'miluay to the chotze g'doilo. They want ma'arav zayim ze. So the chotze k'tane is also. The chotze gedoyla has gifufim on each side of it. So legabi the chotze gedoyla, it's not called poritz b'milui, it's called a pesach. So the chotze gedoyla has a pesach separating itself from the chotze ktana. So if the chotze ktana does not have a pesach separating itself from the chotze gedoyla, so therefore the chotze gedoyla muteres and the chotze ktana is asura. And that is mamish the same thing that Rav said, by a mavui shekolo l'chovo, shekolo l'chotza. So they asked Rav, Rebbe, loy mishne seine hizu. Chotza k'tane shenivritza l'gdoyla g'dayla muteres k'tane asum neshi kepisra shol g'dayla. The Ktana becomes, it's considered like the Pesach of the Gdoila. The Amale, Ime Hosam Avamine, Hani Mili, Heichi Deloi Kadosi Borabim. So he says, I would think you're right. He says, not what the Mavui is also. That what the Mavui is also. And that what the Mavui doesn't answer the Chotzer, that you could figure out from the Mishnah of Chotzer Ktan. But here I'm telling you another Chiddush. I'm telling you a Chiddush that Nifritzah Koisloi Shel Chotzer. And the Rabbim Adoiris, the Rabbim Adoiris from, let's go back to our picture, to picture 68. In picture 68, so you have here a Pirtze in the Koisloi Rechobah. And Memela, the Rabbim, you have here two Rishus Rabbims. And everyone is making a beautiful shortcut going from one Rishus HaRabim to the other Rishus HaRabim. Derech Olchove v'Hamovi v'Derech Hamovi v'Olchove. So I would think that's my Chiddush. I'm telling you, Chotzer Muteres, even though it's Dolsi b'Rabim, that's my Chiddush. That what the Movi doesn't answer, the Chotzer, that's a Mishnah. The Chotzer Ktane doesn't answer the Chotzer Gdoila. But I'm telling you a Chiddush that the Chotzer is Mutter, even though Dolsi by Rabbim. Even though it's Dolsi by Rabbim, that's I'm telling you the Chiddush. That the Dolsi by Rabbim does not create a Pirtze in the Chotzer. Zogt Rashi, Guf Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bukim Kshloi Irvu, Visura de Mavui, Weeds have shot in Ra, that all this is Kshloi Irvu, Visura de Mavui, Mishum Dos Rele B'nei Chotzeru, the whole reason the Mavui is also because of Bnei Chotzer Asa, because the Mavui is Poritz, L'shur Sasuga Loi, Loi Mishnah Sein, He Heter Chotzer Tanine, that what the Chotzer doesn't become upcasted from the Mavui. Ve'isser Mavui Tanine, Chotzer Ktane Shenifratza Bimilua, L'gdoi, L'gdoi L'muteres, Vleyosri b'nei k'tanei lavei, de legabi g'doilo pesachu. By the g'doile, for the g'doile is considered a pesach. De yesh lo shir mikan o mikan. It is a shir mikan o mikan. Vahave k'shtei chatzeres a pesach echa b'neim, vleyoschon adodi. O lekamon mukilo, b'she'en k'tan urcho, v'yoyse meyeser. That the pirtzis of Ktan is not more than 10 amas. The Yosem Yesel have a Pesach Gabig Deil, it's not a Pesach anymore, then it is considered a pirtzis. Ktan Asuro, the Lidido, la Pesachu, el a pirtzis, the Ktan is Poritz to the Gdoila, the Nasis, Rishusan Shobene Gdoila, Shreinis Arva Imoem, it is Meurev together with the Gdoila, Omalei Rav, Heter Chotzer Ashmin. I want to tell you that the Chotzer is Mutter. Amel Rabibi Heter Chotzer Ashmin. Ba'af al-gav de Nifritze b'koysel Hashem. De Dolsi Rabim Mershus HaRabim Zu Lershus HaRabim Zu Derech Chotzer Amot. De Imei Hosem Avamine Mishum Lai Dolsi Rabim Da Gdoilo Lai Nifritze b'koysel Hashem. By Chotzer Gdoilo Lai Nifritze. So I'm telling you that even though Nifritzah in Dolse Beirabim, still the Chotzer is Mutter.